The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 17th chapter. The apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your slave who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here at once and take your place at the table'? Would you not rather say to him, 'Prepare supper for me, put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink? Later you may eat and drink.' Do you think that the slave for doing, do you thank the slave for doing what was commanded? So also, when you have done all that you are ordered to do, say, 'We are worthless slaves. We have only done what we ought to have done.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Be seated, and I invite any children in the congregation to come forward for a brief message. Okay, everybody have a seat here. Clara and Calvin and Michaela and Kristen?
Oh, River.
River and
Zoe.
Zoe, River and Zoe. Okay. Oh, and we got Abby here. Great. Hi. Okay, boys, I got something here I'd like to show you. Why don't you put your hands up? Can you put your hands on here, Abby? Got some for you. Just keep holding your hands up. Okay, keep holding them up. There you go, Clara. Huh? Calvin, wanna put this on your hands out, okay? Okay, here we go. River. What do you guys think that stuff is? Yeah. Are those seeds very big? Pretty tiny, aren't they? Do you think those seeds, if you put them in the ground, would ever amount to much? Are they just kind of pathetic? Kind of puny, kind of small? I mean, what good could ever come from tiny seeds like that, right? I mean, you could be more impressive with a nice big pumpkin seed or something like that, right? Tiny little seeds like that. Well, those folks, boys and girls, those are mustard seeds. Very tiny. You have pumpkin seeds at home, and they're a lot bigger than those tiny little seeds. They don't look like much, but you know. Good, great. Well, these are some mustard seeds. And you know, Jesus talks about that today. In his reading to us, he says, you know those little mustard seeds? Well, you know what happens? You put those tiny little seeds in the ground. They sprout. A little green thing comes up, and it gets to be huge, like 15 feet high in a gigantic bush from a tiny, tiny little mustard seed. Wow, isn't that cool? Tiny little mustard seed. Well, Jesus says, he just uses this a way to show us what faith is like, faith. And what he's trying to say, how much faith do you think you got? You got a lot of faith today, a little bit. Maybe you're tired. Maybe you don't know. Maybe it's been a bad week. Maybe you don't want to be here this morning. Faith maybe is, maybe it doesn't sound like it. It probably feels like a little mustard seed. Well, Jesus wants you to remember something about the mustard seed and about your faith. I want you to listen very carefully. Jesus says, size doesn't matter. Those little seeds, doesn't matter that they're little. Same way when it comes to your faith. Jesus says, don't worry about how big your faith is or how tiny it is. I mean, you may not be able to recite a lot of Bible passages. you may feel kind of sad. There may be days when you're lonely or have doubts. Where is God? I need his help. I don't see him. And Jesus wants you to instead remember this. Don't worry about how your faith is. I say you have faith. It may be as tiny as a mustard seed, but it can do great things. It can amount to a big bush. So remember Jesus' promise to you. Doesn't matter if your faith is tiny like those seeds. Size, how big or small, doesn't matter. What matters is what Jesus promises to you. And that mustard seed will grow into a big plant. Okay, let's say a little prayer here this morning. Do you want to come on up here? We'll make a circle. Maybe you can hold your seeds. I know they're going to fall out of your hands. They're very tiny, but that's okay. River, want to hold hands best you can? There you go, Kel. Okay, you want to give me your seeds back to me? Well, I thought we would give the janitor something to do this week. Let them go on and fall on the floor. Those are tiny little seeds. Okay, everybody hold hands. We're going to pray prayer, echo prayer this morning, and you repeat after me. Okay, ready? Good morning, God. Thank you for giving us faith. Even though it may be small. Like a mustard seed. But you say it's big. And powerful. And wonderful. Thank you for that promise, Jesus. Amen. Very good, boys and girls. Okay, thank you. You will never forget him. He always talked too much about himself. It was really hard to carry on a conversation with him because he always kept on interrupting you. You want to avoid him. Until one day you overheard that guy gossiping about you. And you're furious and you go dump your frustrations to your best friend. And when you expect him to agree with you, he says something to you that catches you utterly off balance. Steve, why don't you just go and talk to him? Tell him you're upset. Maybe you can find a way to straighten out your relationship. And we say, oh, you got to be kidding. I will never do that. I can't stand that. I'm going to make him pay for what he did to me. Forgive him? Forgive him when, you know, rocks float. Or when, you know, hell freezes over. Or when, pigs fly. That is exactly what Jesus' disciples were feeling in today's gospel. Just prior to today's gospel, Jesus instructed his disciples on forgiveness. Their willingness to forgive must never end. They must forgive seven times seven and more. And if they refuse to do so, the consequences will be dire. And then he says graphically, a millstone will be put around your neck and you will be thrown into the sea. Jesus isn't always Mr. Nice Guy, is he? Of course. The disciples were frightened. They would never be able to forgive like that. And with a sense of desperation, they cry out to Jesus, increase our faith. Because only with a whole lot more faith would they be able to do what Jesus expected of them and forgive those who have hurt them. So what does Jesus do to his frightened disciples? Baloney! Stop making excuses. You could make a tree fly if you wanted to. If you had faith even the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Gee, Jesus, thanks for the encouragement. We didn't really need a put down. We wanted help. But how likely is it that we could simply tell a tree to fly and it does? When hell freezes over, Jesus? Or when rocks float, or when pigs fly? But Jesus is unmoved. He just stands there repeating his words. Of course you can. You can make a tree fly and be planted in the sea, and you can forgive even that selfish jerk who hurt you if you wanted to. Maybe that's the real problem. The problem is us. We don't want to. We don't have enough faith. We don't really believe Jesus. We finally think that Jesus is the one who's a little nuts, right? I mean, there's not much difference between us and those scoffers and critics of Jesus who stood there that day at the foot of the cross demanding, we don't believe you, Jesus, but we will if you just come down from the cross. We don't really buy this grace and mercy stuff. We really don't think that God is the friend of sinners and people who don't deserve it. But Jesus, well, we will believe you if trees fly, pigs sprout wings, hell freezes over, rocks float, and you come down from the cross. Then we realize what Jesus has done to us. He has exposed us, just like he did to the disciples in today's gospel, for being faithless, unbelievers. As a result, we are ashamed and embarrassed and want to run and hide, just like Adam and Eve did in the cool of the evening when God was walking in the Garden of Eden on the day of that first sin. They knew what they had done. They knew they didn't have faith. And so do we. But this Jesus is speaking to us. He looks at us scoffers and faithless cowards standing there at the foot of the cross, shooting off our mouths, insisting that, oh, we will believe you, Jesus, if you only meet our expectations. Jesus ought to scold us. Jesus ought to read us the riot act. Instead, he looks down at us and says, incredible words, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And how do we respond? Yeah, sure, right, Jesus. I mean, who do you think you are talking like that? God or something? We'll believe this when we can make mulberry trees fly and pigs grow wings and flutter off into the sunset. Our cynicism is confirmed when Jesus breathed his last and was laid to rest. See, that's where such crazy thinking will get you. And our cynicism continually confirmed when we see that crooks get away with their crimes and good folks suffer, when the poor have two strikes against them and can never get ahead, when the good die young and when cancer strikes a loved one. Pretty dark. But, it's always the most important word, but The story, we know, does not end there, because we have also heard the report of the third day when Jesus rose from the dead and God declared to the world and all the cynical unbelievers like us who have given up hope that Jesus was right. When Jesus forgave us from the cross, when he told that thief hanging there next to him, today you'll be with me in paradise, when that Roman centurion uttered from the foot of the cross, truly this was the Son of God, they were right. All of them. About all of that. That is the good news for us doubters who desperately utter, increase our faith. When Jesus says, Father, forgive them, he is talking to us. He forgives us even when we are too angry to forgive those who have wronged us and too cynical to keep on trying. When God's mercy is set loose in this world, amazing things can happen. Trees may not fly, pigs may not grow wings, hell may not freeze over, rocks may not float, but when Jesus says, if you had the faith of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and be planted in the sea. And he means what he says. He says it not, and remember this, folks, not as a criticism of our faith. No, he says it to the contrary as a word of encouragement. And you ask, how can that be? It doesn't sound that way. It sounds like he's making our faith dependent upon what we do. You know, it just sounds like Jesus is using another one of those conditional statements, which grammarians say is a condition contrary to fact. You know how it works. Yeah. If you win the race, which of course you have not, contrary to fact, then you'll get the prize. If you get the questions right on the test, and you haven't taken a test yet, then you get an A. If you eat your spinach, and you're staring at it on the plate, you'll get your dessert. You know, if then, depending on your response. But there is another kind of conditional statement, condition according to fact. And it's not a criticism, but comfort. It's not a challenge, but an affirmation. It's not a threat, but an invitation. And it works like this. If Jesus is Lord, which in fact he is, then your sins are forgiven. Or, boys and girls, if your parents love you, which in fact they do, then you'll want to help them. If you have lungs, which is obvious, then breathe. In other words, because of what we already are, this is what we get to do. So when Jesus says, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, he is not saying to the disciples, oh, you don't have enough faith, you need to try harder. Jesus is in fact saying just the opposite. He is saying that you do have faith, and Jesus has given it to you, and Jesus is not counting or measuring or keeping score. If you had the faith of a mustard seed, which in fact it is, only as small as a mustard seed. And size, remember, as we saw this morning, doesn't matter. Then you can believe and do amazing things. If God loves you, which in fact God does, if you are the apple of God's eye, which in fact you are, if you are God's beloved sons and daughters, which in fact is the case, then amazing things happen. Your sins are forgiven. You can believe that you are blessed even when your world is falling apart. It is crazy. It is like saying to a mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea. And it happens. Now, back to that cover of today's bulletin, if you don't look at it. A drawing there portrays today's gospel, the startling words in Jesus' gospel. And you see that angel planting the mulberry tree in the sea? Guess what that mulberry tree is? That's us. The mulberry tree is a tenacious, water-seeking tree that struggles for every drop of moisture in that arid climate of Palestine. Now, can you imagine what would happen if it was directly planted into the water? It would grow and thrive like nobody's business. That is us. That is you and me. We are planted in the waters of our baptism, rooted in the promises of God, drinking up the waters that will never stop. We can trust the good word of God. We can be confident that we are beloved sons and daughters of God, blessed, forgiven, and forever. And so, believe it or not, crazy things happen, like no longer needing to be angry with the gossip who has undermined us. And we can go talk to them. We no longer have to have things our way and make those who have wronged us pay. Confident of who we are, we can lay aside our bitterness. We can actually go to our critic and talk to him. And we live in this contentious world of ours, this society of ours, that many say is divided now as it was at the time of the Civil War. We can have differing opinions among ourselves. Here, in this place, they can be shared. As we all come to the altar, our knees bent, our hands extended, all together, united, as we receive the body and blood of our Lord. Jesus describes that new world in today's gospel when he compares slaves, us, the folks who simply do their job. That's us. When we just show up for work, not concerned with how we can impress or manipulate or do things to pad our pockets, we just do our job. We spend time with the misfits. We care for those who can never pay us back. We give ourselves away in selfless service to others. We just love those whom God has put on our doorstep. We just do our job wherever God has sent us to serve. It's no big deal. It's what we do. That's what happens when you have faith the size of a tiny mustard seed. And when you do, extraordinary things happen. Pigs have wings. Trees fly. Amen.